tie them up, bind them, and throw them in. And because the king's command was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, it slew those men that took them up. Praise God. And they fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Verse 24. Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said to his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose. Praise God, they ain't bound no more. And there's a fourth one in there with them, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. A revelation. Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth and spake, said, Shadrach, listen to this, Meshach and Abednego, ye servants. Yeah. Not old arrogant preachers and arrogant old witnesses out of blabbering about what they believe. Said, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then they came out of the midst of the fire. And all his princes and governors and captains and counselors gathered together, saw those men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was the hair of their head singed, neither was their coats changed, nor the smell of fire passed upon them. That wasn't even smelling like they'd been around a fire. Now listen to what Nebuchadnezzar said then. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his preachers. Oh, wait a minute. No, said his servants. Preachers, your foot. Delivered his servants, his bond servants, and that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might serve nor worship any god except their own God. Then Nebuchadnezzar made a new law. He said, I decree that every people, nation, and language who speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses be made a dunghill, for there's no other god that can deliver out after this sort. And then they got a promotion. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. When you serve the Lord, God will promote you to honor. If any man will serve me, Jesus said, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor, promote. Hallelujah. Lift him up, honor him, promote him manifestly as his servant. Not as spatially as his son and daughter. He don't manifest you as that. He manifests you as his servant. Every old bonehead Christian wants to be manifest. Well, I'm a great Christian or a son or daughter. God don't do that. He manifests you as a servant. That's the honor God puts upon you. As a servant. Forget being a son or daughter or a friend. That might be a true relationship in your prayer life and in that secret life you have, but it's not manifested, and God won't manifest you. He'll manifest you as being a servant. God have mercy. Then he got promoted. Sixth chapter. One of their buddies, old brother Daniel. Oh, Lord, he was up in, God promoted him up in the kingdom. Then the king, they tried to find some occasion against him, these other presidents and princes that didn't like him. Verse 4 said, the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel, but they could find none occasion or fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then they found it against the law of his God. He opened his window and prayed toward Jerusalem three times a day. When they had the king, they come in and deceive the king and getting Daniel in their web to pass a law that for 30 days nobody could pray to any god except the king himself. Lord, have mercy. Old Daniel went home, verse 10, he knew the writing was written. He opened his window in his chamber toward Jerusalem, kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God as he did aforetime. Then these men found him praying. Then they came and told on him. The king, verse 14, when he heard this report that he had broken that law,